You would think this story would be called Fire.
Just to describe what this flame looks like, there's a big blue flame and there's an inner kind of needle point. The hottest point would be at the tip of that needle, and I say we're pushing probably 3,000 degrees.
And what Brian Raskin spins into that hot point is tubes of glass, what most of us call Pyrex, or laboratory glass. It's made of borosilicate, essentially soda lime and assorted elements from the earth. Today, Brian is making a mug. Most days, it's light fixtures. But that wasn't always the case.
So this was me in 1998. I was on the cover of High Times magazine with a bong.
Brian estimates there are well over 100 full-time glassblowers in Humboldt County, most of them doing so-called functional glass, which is basically glass you can smoke, pipes and bongs. Many got their start selling at Grateful Dead and fish concerts. Brian went from bongs to mugs and then noticed more and more people asking about the light fixtures he made to brighten his vendor's booth. He recognized an opportunity to tap a niche market and change his life.
I just had a kid at home, and at that point the shop was at my house. You know, I think about her walking in and just seeing bongs light. I needed to be doing something else for myself. I just didn't want my life revolving around marijuana. I just didn't want to be that guy.
A few who have stayed with pipes and bongs have taken glassblowing into the stratosphere in terms of talent, technique, and prices. There are now elaborate collector bongs selling for over $100,000. Just last month, a smokable skateboard sold for over $25,000 at an Arcata exhibition. Bongs have gone from the head shop to the fine arts gallery. And one of the Humboldt glassblowers who has led the way is called Banjo. He has nearly 85,000 followers on Instagram. That's over 10 times more than Bill Gates. Now, after 17 years of supporting a family of seven on glassblowing alone, Banjo thinks his craft is being transformed both by legalization and social media.
In the last 5 years, you know, with Instagram and social media and the way that that's worked out, it's like, oh, it's a whole other world. Social media has completely reshaped the landscape of glass pipes, like completely. I mean, there's people right now who've been blowing glass for 2 or 3 years who are already getting $5,000 a day and selling pieces for tens of thousands of dollars. That is social media right there.
Jesse Mitchell manages Humboldt Glassblowers. The Arcata and Eureka shops sell the glasswork of over 70 local artists. He thinks social media has changed the industry in another important way.
I think as far as the glasswork goes, the biggest change is people are starting to share techniques and secrets, whereas when I first started 8 or 9 years ago, a lot of the stuff was real. People kept it to themselves or shared with their apprentices or things like that. Now I think with like social media, people are sharing technique, they're traveling, they're meeting up with each other. It's worldwide now versus, county.
Back at Brian Raskin's studio, he's walking me through the finishing touches on our mug.
Okay, now that all the color's on there, I'm going to work it in so it's melted into the glass. These swirls are kind of something, that's kind of my signature thing is the swirls. So it's kind of how people recognize my pieces. Yeah, those guys, you know, you see on Instagram, some of them have, 50 to 100,000 followers. When I started, we didn't have any of that, and people were actually scared to post a pipe on the internet and have a website. And that was like taboo.
I asked Brian what he thinks of all the change, the big reach of the social media, the big bongs, and the big money.
It's worth whatever somebody will pay, but you see these pieces and they are they're mind-blowing. And for someone who's been in the industry, I love seeing it. I always say I don't understand who's buying these things, but it doesn't hurt the glass market or scene for these extraordinary pieces to be going there, and they're truly art.
Glassblowers like Brian and Banjo believe that with marijuana legalization likely, their craft will not only emerge completely out of the closet, but also become more widely accepted at fine art galleries and museums. In Humboldt County, I'm Michael Joyce for JPR News.